What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're going to start off with a question from a patron named Gus.
Hi, Mr. Eric. My name is Gus, and I'm 7 years old. My question, I like sharks and JF Cat. And my question is, what if JF Cat was riding a shark in outer space?
Wow,
JF Cat was eating tacos. Bye.
Oh, wow. Gus, that inspires quite the visual. I can't wait to see it. And let's add in another question from a listener named Zoe.
My name is Zoe, and I like dogs. And my what if question is, what if Fred the dog didn't like sticks? Bye. Thank you.
Oh, Zoe, that is a great question. We just have to make sure we don't mention it if Fred stops by. Because I don't think they'll mention what, Mr. Eric? Hi, Fred. Don't mention something that you'd be upset about hearing.
Oh, I'm a terrible liar.
Mr. Eric, I'm a good dog. I can handle a little bad news.
I know, Fred, but, don't you have to do some shout-outs?
I know you're just trying to distract me.
But it's working. I've got to shout out James, who's 7 and listens every night before bed, and his little sister Hazel, who likes drawing and watching Frozen.
Nice work, Fred. Great shout outs. And thanks to James and Hazel.
Oh, thank you. I know I'm very good. Wait, are you trying to distract me?
Yes, I am trying to distract you.
Oh, I'm so bad at this.
Well, it's not going to work, Mr. Eric. Although I do have a lovely shout out for Bruno, who's age 8, and his sister Nina, who's age 6. And I'm their favorite character.
I am not surprised, Fred. I mean, you're like my favorite character.
Oh, stop you. Tell me the secret.
Absolutely, yes, you are going to find it out very soon. But first, I've got to tell you about the incredible Shrinking Nova.
Oh, what's this now?
He's a new character made up by a patron who's good at making comics, being cool, and science. And he can shrink to atom size and grow to planet size because of the Shrinkoscope 2000 on his back.
Wow, he sounds really cool. I bet he a dog, too.
You're right. He's like a little Frenchy bulldog.
That sounds very cute.
I know, so we should just get into the story so you can meet him.
Oh, yeah, then let's go.
All right, let's find out what if JF Cat was riding a shark in outer space while eating tacos. And what if Fred the dog didn't like sticks?
Wait, what was that?
Huh? Oh, sorry, it's the story time. The ting-a-ling-a-ling is happening, so.
No, you stop that ting-a-ling-a-ling. Tell me what you just said.
I just said, what if Fred the dog didn't like sticks?
No, you don't start the story. No.
Oh, sticks.
Fred the dog had finally fallen into a comfortable rhythm with life and work. He got up, he went to the What House, he helped make What If World a better place, then he went home and chewed on some sticks.
That's why I'm chewing on sticks, because I love them, they're my favorite, and no one ever taking them away from me,
said Fred. The way he speaks sounds a little different, because his tongue is too long for his mouth.
Everybody knows that, Mr. Eric.
Just like everybody knows that these are my sticks forever. And I'm just gonna bury them all in the backyard right now to keep them very extra safe.
But don't you want to answer the phone first, Fred?
There's no phone wing.
Ring, ring. Oh, I don't ring, like ring. When you do that. Fred the dog, president of What If World. Make it quick, I got to bury my sticks.
Hiya, Fred. It's JF Cat. Your predecessor is president.
Oh, no, I call it Fredzident. It's like my own thing.
Well, Mr. Fredzident, I'm glad you're back to help in What If World. But all you've been doing for the past month is working and eating sticks.
I know.
all day when I'm working. I just thinking about eating sticks.
But there are more important things in life than sticks.
Name one thing.
Like space tacos. Come on, get out of the house. I'm riding around on a shark up here in outer space by myself.
You're with me.
Okay, me and Shark Gator. And there's lasers and spaceships and tacos. Get over here.
Let me just chew on a few sticks first to whet my appetite.
No, you'll ruin your appetite.
See you soon. See, Mr. Eric, as long as I don't listen to the call to adventure, I get to keep loving my sticks.
Yeah, but Fred, don't you need to answer the door?
Don't you dare, Mr. Eric.
Ding dong.
Oh, for stick's sake. Who is it?
It is I, the Incredible Shrinking Nova.
Oh, hi, the Incredible Shrinking Nova. What brings you here?
Aren't you surprised to see me?
No, Tyson, the boy who made you up, he said that we're friends already.
Oh, you're right. Yes, we are good friends. Now let me take you to outer space.
Sorry, no thank you. Bye.
And Fred closed the door in his face.
But we're friends, Fred, said Nova through the door.
Yeah, but if I go eat one of those space tacos, then magically I won't like sticks anymore, and I don't want that to happen.
Wow, you sure are a wily one, Fred.
Yeah, I know. I had a good stick. You can go away now, Nova. Bye-bye, puppy.
But Nova shrunk down to the size of an atom and slipped through the tiniest little molecular gaps in the door.
Bet you forgot I could do that.
Oh, fine. You can hang out with me, but I'm not leaving this house.
It's okay. I have to get back from saving all of outer space from planet-sized bad guys and particle-sized bad guys.
But nothing in between?
Well, I suppose I could face medium-sized bad guys. I never really thought about that.
Oh, that's good. So this story can be about you and how it's weird to be a medium-sized French bulldog flying around in outer space.
All right, well, let me just drop off some fan mail before I go.
Oh, fan mail? You know, I did all the shout-outs this week.
Yes, I know, Fred. You've actually just got one letter from a girl named Zoe.
Only one letter? Oh, that's weird. Well, let's see what this says.
Now,
it said, my name's Zoe, or hi, Zoe. And I like dogs. Oh, me too. What a coincidence. And what if Fred the dog didn't like sticks?
Uh-oh.
And magical energy started swirling around Fred in a vicious vortex of colors and sci-fi magic stuff.
No, I just feel like I don't like sticks no more suddenly.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm over them. Although now I am feeling very hungry.
Perfect. We could go into outer space together to Maria's Taqueria and have space tacos. And JF Cat will be on a shark. And probably something else crazy will happen.
Okay, Nova, I know that you're new to, like, the what-if stories and stuff, but we usually don't, like, tell people exactly what's going to happen, you know?
Of course. Hop on my back and my Shrinkoscope 2000 will fly us in outer space.
Excuse me, Nova?
Yes, Mr. Eric.
I normally describe, like, action stuff like that, you know? So I would say, like, Fred hops on Nova's back and they fly into outer space together.
Well, you don't have to say it because I already did.
Yeah, now you both said it. So I feel like we're running late story-wise.
Oh, right.
Oh, of course.
So there they were at Maria's Taqueria in outer space after an uneventful flight. Fred, you made it.
We're so happy to see you.
There was JF Cat riding atop Shark Gator while munching on a taco.
This one's really good.
Well, I hope so. I need to find something I can love as much as sticks, because I don't like sticks anymore. It's weird.
Personally, I don't know what you ever saw in those sticks.
They were well-balanced meal.
The bark is fiber.
The dirt is minerals.
And then the stick itself is like a tough doggy toothbrush.
Sticks are not good for dogs.
It's dog food. Is good for dogs.
I know, but in what if world, I can occasionally indulge on a forest full of sticks. Or at least I used to.
Oh, forget it. Try this dog food taco.
Okay, let me try.
Whoa, you choked that down quickly,
said Shark Gator, as JF Cat ordered another round of tacos for everyone. and Maria de Jesus Ironhands the Fire Lioness brought them out.
Oh, hi, Maria de Jesus Ironhands the Fire Lioness. I've always wondered.
Am I related to Jesus Ironhands the Fire Lion?
Yeah.
I'm his mother, and I make all of his favorite food here. We're bound to find something that you love.
It's the best restaurant in all of outer space.
You might even say her food is out of...
No, don't say it.
Out of this world.
Oh, Jojo.
It's a space joke.
Now, you might be wondering about now how all of these imaginary characters were hanging out in the cold, deadly vacuum of space, seemingly unharmed. But don't worry, when I finish explaining this to you, it'll all make perfect sense.
Dinner is ready,
said Maria de Jesus, and a fleet of servers brought out almost every item of food on the menu.
Oh, that smells good.
And Freddy's tail wagged a little, but he still didn't quite seem himself. Try a red chili enchilada, washed down with horchata blanca.
I'll try a red chili enchilada, washed down with horchata blanca.
Enjoy this mango with cilantro, coconut, and palo de gato.
I'll enjoy this mango with cilantro, coconut, and palo de gato. Wait. Doesn't that mean cat hair?
Well, yes, I tried it first.
Crunch these blue corn pizzicatas and fluffy puffy empanadas.
Would you try a taco that was made by Paw by JF Cat?
Thank you, it's a little more kaffir.
Would you eat with us in outer space during a shark and space dog race?
Would you, could you, with a dog?
I am a dog. Nova, guys, Dr. Seuss did a lot better job of this, so can we just drop it?
And Shark Gator and Nova stopped speeding around outer space. And Maria de Jesus shook her head and started clearing their plates.
That was the greatest meal of my life.
I agree. Yes, indeed. It was delicious.
I am glad that you liked it. I am sorry that your friend did not agree. I will throw the rest in the trash.
In the what?
The trash? La basura?
La basura.
What's happening?
Uh-oh, this is not good.
And Fred started swimming through outer space on his way back around the side of the restaurant.
How can he still be hungry? I'm stuffed, and I weigh over 30 metric tons.
Well, you may be a megalodon, but you never lived out on the street.
Where is it? Where is la basura?
I am sorry, Fred. It's not on the menu. It's trash.
You take away a dog's sticks. What does he have left?
Fred, remember when we were out in the street together, eating garbage?
Oh, I love the garbage.
And Fred had found the dumpster back around the side of the restaurant. He was already lifting up the lid with his massive tongue when...
I'm sorry, Fred. I had to grow to tremendous size and hold you by the scruff of the neck.
See, Nova, that's where I probably would have just described that.
Ah, yes. Why don't you describe what I'm doing now, and we'll start over.
Okay, great. So Nova, the incredible shrinking dog, let go of Fred and... Wait, no, don't let go of him.
Garbage.
Oh, Fred slipped inside the dumpster and was rooting around in there like an animal. Fred, you've got to stop. Oh, I remember when we used to eat that stuff. We felt terrible all the time.
Oh, that was probably the sticks that made me feel bad.
You three need to get that dog out of my dumpster and leave.
Sorry, Maria de Jesus.
And Shark Gator lifted the lid of the dumpster with his massive fin. And Nova shrunk back down to normal size and climbed in with JF Cat.
Get away from my garbage.
Come on, listen to reason.
What would a swimmer do if they didn't like the taste of pool water, huh?
Swimmers aren't supposed to drink pool water. It's very bad for you.
Oh, well, what if football players didn't like getting concussions?
Concussions are terrible and nobody likes them.
Or what if a cat stopped enjoying eating plants in the house and then puking them in secret places?
How dare you even suggest such a thing? Those are my special kitty pukes, and nobody gets to take them away from me.
Well, I lost my sticks today, JF Cat.
But garbage isn't the answer.
Oh, my stomach hurt. It's probably because I haven't had enough sticks today.
It's probably because you just ate a bag of week-old refried beans.
At least we're all very much hoping that they were beans.
Oh, guys, get me out of here. I don't know what's wrong with me.
And Nova and JF Cat pulled the very stinky Fred out of the garbage.
Oh, gosh, I really wet. Let me just...
Oh, Fred!
Let me just shrink out of the way. Oh, I shouldn't have announced what I was doing before I did it.
See, I'm trying to tell you, Nova. And sticky splashes of stuff were all over everybody. And more droplets were floating around in outer space.
It should probably be impossible to smell things in space. Oh, but I can.
I'm very good at science, and I can explain exactly why we're all able to smell things and breathe in outer space with a perfectly reasonable...
Fred, this is all my fault. I asked Nova to bring you that letter because I wanted you to stop eating sticks and start hanging out with your friends.
Jojo Fluffy Cat, how could you?
Well, you do kind of have an obsessive personality.
That's completely ridiculous. Oh, I still have garbage on me.
It's so horrible. But I can't stop watching.
No tongue should be that color.
Fred, cut it out.
Oh, sorry. I guess I see what you mean.
Sticks aren't entirely unhealthy, like chlorine and concussions.
But any habit that makes you stop enjoying other people and activities
is an unhealthy habit.
Wow, you three have really opened my eyes. I'm gonna turn over a new leaf right after I jump in this garbage again.
Didn't I tell the four of you to get out of my restaurant? Shouted Maria de Jesus, breathing a jet of fire over their heads.
Leave!
Okay, let's go.
I know a shortcut.
We're in outer space. Everything's a straight line.
Oh man, she cooked up all the garbage with her fire lion breath.
That's per shame, I guess.
What, do you think I want to eat cooked garbage?
And the four of them fled back towards What If World. Come back again when you're not going to dumpster dive. At the west wing of the What House, where Fred had buried dozens of sticks.
Boy, digging a hole in the floor.
Yeah, I asked them to make me a stick trap door, but,
I think Zoe was trying to do you a favor, Fred.
By breaking you of an unhealthy habit.
Does that mean that if I learn to have a stick in moderation, then I'll start enjoying them again?
I hope so, because I can't stand the smell of you right now.
It's bath time, Mr. President,
said Mr. Mouser, holding a towel and a scrub brush.
Wait a second. If I roll around in garbage, it means I have to take a bath?
That's generally the rule.
Okay, I think I'm ready to give up that bad habit. So we could just skip the bath altogether, right?
I'm afraid not.
Let's go, Fred. No, I just lick myself clean.
Your tongue is still covered in trash slime.
Oh, anything but a bath.
I hope you remember that next time you try to eat garbage.
Sticks, save me. Oh, what good are your sticks anyway?
The end. All right, Zoe and Gus, I hope you enjoyed your story. And Tyson, thanks for adding in that cool character, the incredible shrinking Nova. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, the Chan Gonzalez family for feeding me and your son Eddie all of your amazing food, and all you kids at home who know the difference between a fun hobby and a bad habit. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
Everyone, we have something super fun coming up that you don't want to miss. On August 24th, iKen will be hosting a concert in the park in Northeast Portland. The concert will feature a special performance by the Metropolitan Youth Symphony, Misfits. And then, Mo Phillips and the Spaghetti Pants Dance Band will take to the stage to rock Into the Night. The concert begins at 6:30 p.m., so be sure to arrive a little early to grab a good spot and say hi to the ICANN team. So, save the date, and we'll see you at Irving Park on August 24th for a fun-filled evening.